Okay, Hazel Stewart, the woman that was convicted here the other day of a double murder. Basically, her and her lover murdered her, blah, 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 blah. Look it up if you want to know. This is what has just been on our local news, and this is why sort of like religious figures shouldn't speak on this sort of thing, especially in the fact that this pastor who you're about to hear from had like a smile on his face the whole way through this. Now he's talking about a convicted double murderer here. Okay, right. So check this out.
Pastor Alan Wilson spoke to Nicola Weir about the Stewart family's heartbreak and why he believes everyone deserves a second chance.
We spent a little bit of time afterwards with them and went and spent time at their home. And I suppose the comparison really is what it feels like if you go to a home where there's been a sudden death. There is a real sense of devastation, a lot of emotion, a lot of shock, very, very difficult. And it's going to be an extremely difficult time for David, Andrew and Lisa. It's going to be an extremely difficult time for Hazel as well. And
she shouldn't have killed her fucking husband then.
All four of them will need ongoing support. Pastorally, I think it's very important that they get that.
How do you, as a pastor, get over what some people might say? Well, do you know what? Why are you giving guidance and help to this woman who is in prison?
I think often people have an understanding of the Christian message that it's all about good people and good people trying to be even better people than they were. And we forget that Jesus actually came for people who have made big mistakes, and whose lives have been messed up, who've been involved in terrible things. He was criticised for it at the time.
And for people out there, as you say, who have an opinion on this case, and many people will have an opinion on Hazel, mm-hmm. What's your opinion of Hazel, and what is the essence of that person?
Hazel's, you can't reduce anybody to the headlines in a newspaper, especially the morning after a murder. You can't reduce anybody to that. And I believe that with God there is forgiveness. And I see in Hazel a person who, in my view, has been trying to find God in this situation.